Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 9th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the American economy and some economic news and trying to decide some answers to questions regarding why things don't seem to be working out so well during the Obama administration's oversight of the U.S. economy. The bad news is that the figures for our first quarter gross domestic product were revised from 1% growth downward to minus 2.9%, the worst quarter in 5 years. Negative GDP growth of 2.9% is pretty bad when you consider that it will take an annual sustained growth of around 5% to begin, just to begin to pull the economy out of the hole that it's in and to reverse some of the accumulated debt figures. Since the government's inflation figures do not include food or fuel, which if you buy groceries or gasoline, you know have been rising, then the inflation figures are reported to be lower than they actually are. Negative GDP growth of 2.9% was therefore understated as well, since inflation is worse or higher than reported and consumers are putting more of their income into food and fuel. The economy is contracting faster than the 2.9% number reported. The purpose of the Federal Reserve's policies of quantitative easing is to stimulate consumer demand, to encourage consumers to spend what they don't have, that is money, on things that they don't want or sometimes don't need. That is supposed to be a good thing. Consumers are not, though, buying it. They're not buying anything at the stores, and they're not buying the whole argument. In fact, they're not buying much of anything except food and energy. Therefore, the economy continues to contract. The Fed has based the U.S. economy on quantitative easing at least since 2008, and it has failed to stimulate consumer demand since then. Since the U.S. economy is 70% consumer spending, they tell us, anything that boosts consumer spending will also boost the economy. When the economy is working properly, consumers have money to spend because they earn it. They earn it from honest labor. When the economy is contracting, they have no money to spend. Right now, U.S. household incomes are not growing because of the long-term effect of deindustrializing and offshoring of jobs during the last 25 years. Now we outsource entire supply chains, and only the assembly is done in America, if that. For example, in my own profession, the legal profession, we often pay hundreds of dollars an hour for doctors to review medical records. But I get emails now every few days offering Indian doctors at $35 per hour. Job creation, at least with honest numbers, is down. Obamacare, according to several polls, has slowed hiring, especially at the entry level, i.e. youth age 16 to 24. 20% unemployment, minority youth, almost 55% unemployment. Therefore, without jobs, consumers have no money to spend, and the economy contracts. Whether there's demand or not, there's no money to spend. But the federal government, through the Federal Reserve, has an answer for all this. Their answer is, since there's no demand, we'll just create it by pumping trillions of dollars into the economy. And if it doesn't work, that's because we haven't done enough of it. The Fed's efforts to stimulate credit by lowering interest rates to near zero closes off savings, investment, and jobs. And that all adds up to a contracting GDP. If you're a retiree living on a fixed income, pension, bonds, etc., you have become poorer during the Obama administration. Your purchasing power and your income available to purchase have been stolen by the Fed and its policies. Your income does not keep up with inflation, even by the government's lying numbers. In short, the government hides its failure and the failure of the entire Federal Reserve system with lying numbers. That's why 99% of us are getting poorer every day. At least that's the way it seems to me, folks. Till next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.